From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.
On today's show, Vicki sits down with members of the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus to discuss music's power to build community while providing cultural enrichment. We also pay a visit to First Congregational Church to hear the chorus perform a couple songs for us. And late night DJ Dr. T sits in on the musical roundtable and shares a favorite new song. All of that on today's episode of Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.
So we begin the show, as usual, with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And today we're joined by 91.5 KRCC DJ Tom Francis, also known as Dr. T. Thanks so much for being here, Tom.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Jake.
It's good to see you in the daylight.
That's right. I'm usually here at night by myself.
And your shift is Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight.
And how long have you been DJing here at the station?
Since 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Time flies, and it's a joy every time I'm behind the mic.
So what's your listening, what are your listening habits at home? I mean, is there music on all the time?
Pretty much, yeah.
How big is your library?
Let's see. On my computer, it's about 35 gigs right now.
That's a lot of music.
That's a lot of music, but, you know, nothing compared to what we have here. And I think one of the things that's most exciting is the new music that I get a hold of since I've started here in 2015. Yeah. I thought I knew a lot, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. I've learned so much.
Well, speaking of new music, we've got some new picks here. And Dr. T, we're going to save your pick for last, as is our tradition here in the musical roundtable. Jeff, why don't we start with you?
I have picked a new song, just stumbled across it. The fellow's name is Chaswick Bradley Bundick, and he goes by the moniker Toro y Moi. The tune is Freelance from the upcoming album Outer Peace. It's yet to be released. This is a single. We're going to see the full length in 2019. Funky.
I like
there's
that.
Melody. There's production. I had Toro y Moi's album What For in heavy rotation at my house and in my automobile, and just gravitated towards this. I think this guy is incredibly talented. Love his music. Makes me think I should get out into the dance clubs and shake my booty a little bit. I'm not going to.
Please don't.
But makes me think I should.
Yeah. And I'm excited to hear that he has a new album coming out. This is the first I've heard this song, and it's fantastic. I've been a big fan of his since his album called Underneath the Pine back in 2011, and I agree with Jeff. Just incredible layers of music, and what a beat. This sounds a little different. I like it.
Going back to the beginning with him, his first album came out in 2010. It was called Causers of This, and it was very much exemplified that kind of chill wave sound. Mm-hmm. Was one of the sort of originators of that sound, along with like Washed Out, mm-hmm. and had this very lo-fi kind of dancey but sort of sludgy almost retro sound. And it's really been cool to hear him break out of that, and his sound still retains some of those original elements, but he's just like, you know, in full Technicolor now, and he's really been able to make great use of the resources that come to you when you become a successful musician, and you're not just making albums in your bedroom anymore.
You know, it's the sludginess that kind of got me initially, the kind of not dark but kind of moody aspects of his music, and here we are, he's pulled me into happiness with this song. So an old man can learn new tricks.
I can't wait for the whole album to be released. I'll be on the top
2019
near the top of my list for next year.
All right, well, this is Toro y Moi, the single Freelance from the forthcoming record Outer Peace.
All right, Jake, your turn. What have you dug out of the ethers for us?
So today I've got a song by a newer artist, a guy called Puma Blue, British artist. And this is a song called Lust from his debut record called Blood Loss.
I can wish I was your brother, and I'm so tired of being just friends. I wanna be a lover, or at least something close to it. 'Cause honey, I tried to keep you away at night. Oh, just to crush those eyes.
Yeah, so, you know, he's
kind of sludgy.
A little bit, yeah, lo-fi.
with some soul, for sure.
Definitely. And so he's a young guy from South London. Definitely you can hear some the influence of some other British musicians. The first one that kind of jumps out at me is King Cruel, who they sort of shares a similar kind of R&B aesthetic, and also the horns, you know,
jazzy,
gets almost jazzy, and you'll hear there's a really nice horn solo in here. It's just a really mellow vibe. I've heard in interviews with him, he wants it to sound like a voicemail left, you know, in the middle of the night, kind of this intimacy of that kind of quiet, like, it's a secret he's sharing with you.
Might be a good thing to play between 10 to midnight on Tuesdays.
In the boom. Evening,
right? I could see that. Yep.
Yeah.
So this is the song Lust by Puma Blue and from the album Blood Loss. All right. Dr. T, the moment of truth.
All right. Well, I think we've got a good theme going here, and I think I'm going to contribute right to that. I'm going to introduce the song that's been in my head a lot, earworm, if you will, and that is the song Nervous Ticks by the group Marabou State from their brand new album Kingdoms in Color. Thank you.
lot of head nodding going on in the studio right now.
Cheer dancing.
Yeah, yeah. I this is their second album. They had their debut album was Portraits in 2015. They're two guys from England, Chris Davids and Liam Ivory. They met in high school, and they just liked producing songs. Kind of reminded me, originally attracted me, was it similar to another group in this similar vein, 07, which is also two guys, and they're the producers, and they bring all these different people together. The voice you hear is one of their frequent collaborators, a pop singer named Holly Walker, whose songs I tend to like the most of what they do, but they have other people. They had a Pedestrian on an album, their previous album, that was really great. And some of their songs, the vocals are just kind of another instrument. They just layer in with all the other things. And what I like about this particular song, Nervous Ticks, is they kind of take that nervousness about it. There's a kind of an anxiety throughout that, mm-hmm. even though it's got that great beat to it that I just can't get out of my head, guys.
You know, this music to me needs to be designated late night. I mean, I cannot see, you know, waking up midday music. This is not my kind of midday music. I think it's really seductive sounding. I think it's really, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, and it's just a reminder to me of that unique British electronic sound that you hear, that, you know, the Brits have been pushing the envelope in electronic music for a long time, and they still are. And you know, this sound, I don't know, just blending a lot of different things. It's groovy, it's kind of relaxing, it's anxiety inducing, like you said. It's doing a lot of things at the same time, and doing so in a way that's very enjoyable. That's the song Nervous Ticks featuring Holly Walker by Marabou State from their album Kingdoms in Color.
Dr. T, you're going to be here on Christmas Day. Christmas Day falls on Tuesday, the 25th of December.
Gotcha.
Are you the kind of guy that is so sick of Christmas music by the time the presents are opened that you're just done with it for the year, or are you going to play some Christmas music on here?
I'll definitely play some Christmas
music.
Oh yeah, we'll play some interesting stuff.
Like what?
Standards?
What?
No, I'll get off the standards a bit. I will be playing something from the very first, A Very Special Christmas. Just turned 40 years old, including they have a really great song done by Run DMC. You probably remember that. I'll definitely be playing that.
Here, I got one for you. Have you ever heard the song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
I have not.
Jeff is stuck on this one.
I heard it for the first time, like last week. A waitress at the Waffle House sang it for me. All the way through, and I was like, where the hell did this come from?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I know I was excited to find out we do have the most amazing kind of mix of two people that you wouldn't imagine ever being together in the same room, Bing Crosby and David Bowie
doing
little drummer boy.
Of course.
And we have that, so that'll probably find its way in there. It has to, right?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. T, I appreciate your knowledge and your enthusiasm. It's really a joy to have you on staff here doing the Tuesday nights.
It's definitely a joy to be around here and to be a part of this really wonderful collective of KRCC, and it's a great place.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
You're listening to Aircheck on 91.5 KRCC. The holiday season is upon us, and every year, the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus marks the occasion with a series of concerts. Out Loud is a choir of gay men and their supporters that's been performing in Colorado Springs since 2006. 91.5 KRCC's Vicki Greger had the opportunity to speak with Benjamin Mitten and Martin Garner, members of the chorus, to discuss the educational and social enrichment mission of the group. But before that, let's start with a song performed by the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus, recorded here in Colorado Springs at First Congregational United Church of Christ.
This is the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus small group doing Home from the Wiz. Words and music by Charlie Smalls and arranged by Andy Beck and Michael Spresser.
This is Vicki Gregor. You're listening to Air Check, and I am pleased to be in the studio today with Benjamin Mitten and Martin Gardner, and they are members of the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus. Thank you for spending some time today.
Thank you so much for having us here, Vicki.
Yeah, we're really glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about the chorus and the beginnings. How did this all come together?
So the chorus actually started at First Congregational Church here in town with some members of the church who were looking to put together a group, and it grew into this community choir where, while we are still supported by the church in terms of they give us free rehearsal space and performance space, and we're very proud of their support, we now have folks from all over Southern Colorado, not just Colorado Springs, men who come together to sing and promote a message of inclusion and diversity, especially for the LGBTQ plus community here in the Pikes Peak region.
When this first started, how many folks came together? How many men came together with the idea of, like, hey, let's sing together?
It was a very small group. I think it was more around five people that originally started it. And over the years, it's grown into, we now have at least 30 plus members regularly.
What is the audition process when you're approached and it's like, well, I can sing, I'd love to be part of the group? How do you walk through that process?
So this is Ben Mitten. It's a very simple process to audition. When I first joined the choir 3 seasons ago and was talking about auditioning, I sat down and I started pulling out all of these audition pieces that I had done over the years and started practicing and getting them back into shape. And then I walk into the audition, and what it actually turned out to be is more of a vocal placement. So just kind of making sure that you can carry a tune, and then also figuring out where within the chorus you would fit, whether it's in the tenor range all the way down to the bass range. So,
how do you choose the songs then that come up under that or the events that you would like to play at?
This is Martin. For choosing the music, there is a music advisory committee that's made up of chorus members who work with our artistic director, Joshua Brown, and our assistant director, Joey Young, to come up with different themes for the concerts and then make suggestions for songs that they want to sing, but also music that we're going to sound good when we're singing. And so, you know, the upcoming concert, the theme is the Holiday Road Home, and so we have music coming from around the world. Some of them are holiday pieces, some of them are just international pieces to kind of have that curated sense of the message that we're trying to bring. I think when it comes to the types of events that we perform at, it's partly a matter of invitation. And lately we have been singing at some churches that have invited us to come, and these are often churches who either want to make sure people know that they are welcoming to the LGBT community or are trying to grow in that direction. And it's a great opportunity for us to show who we are and for people to get to know someone who is gay or lesbian that they may not have met before. And I think I'll speak personally from my own experience, having some rocky experiences in the church as a gay man, to then find faith communities that are more welcoming and more affirming, it's a positive change.
I imagine there's been some unexpected, wonderful open dialogues and some stereotype busting that goes on after you're done singing. I imagine people must engage you and want to talk to you about what they just heard, or, you know, be excited or full of love for what they just heard.
Yeah, this is Martin. I've invited people to come to our concerts who I know through work and other situations. And so for some of them, it may be the first time that they're coming to hear an LGBT chorus. And I remember at the last concert season, a work colleague came, and she was so excited because she had brought members of her family with her, including her grandson, who is in the process of coming out. And to be able to have an example that he could look towards and be excited for, and just to see the love and support that he was getting from his family, it's making me tear up right now thinking about it.
As you've traveled, have you been delighted at some of the spaces you've been able to play in and what it sounds like to you?
This is Ben Mitten. As we've traveled around, every single church and every single building, and we do outdoor venues as well, it's a different sound that you feel or that you hear. First Congregational Church is an amazing place to sing, not only because of what they have there, their level of acceptance of us and their willingness and their support for us and everything that I'm so grateful for with them. We wouldn't be out loud if we didn't have First Congregational Church supporting us. But the sound and the acoustics in that church, there's certain times where when we finish a song, I stand there for a moment and I'm just amazed by the sound that occurs in that church, and you can hear those slight little overtones at the end of different phrases, and it's a beautiful place to be, and it's a beautiful church to sing in.
This is Martin, and I think that what I would say is that in some of the other churches that may not be as, may not have the same acoustical properties, it's more about who's in the room with us. And it's the audience, the congregation, responding to us. And it doesn't matter where we are, it's the energy that we create. And to see the engagement, to see the smiles, that's what we feed on. And so it really doesn't matter where we are. It's just making that music together. And that includes the audience, because it's their reactions. You see people swing along with the music or clapping or laughing, hopefully laughing at the jokes that are not just at us, that we have that great time. And so it's the feeling that comes through as much as the sound.
Nationwide, are there more and more groups like this cropping up, or have they been in existence for a while as well?
This is Ben Mitten. There have been many choirs like this throughout the country. If memory serves me correctly, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus was the first one. started shortly after Stonewall occurred. And it's kind of built from there, and there's choruses all over the country. A few years ago, there was an event through GALA, which...
It's the Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses.
Yeah. And so they brought in multiple choruses from all over the country, and the concert was held in Denver. So it was, unfortunately, I wasn't with the chorus at the time, so I missed out on the experience. But, you know, from what people were telling me, it was just this incredible experience to be with LGBTQ choruses from all over the country and joining together in song and delivering that message of love and hope and acceptance through song.
Concerning the legacy and the issues of intolerance that had gone along in this community and can sometimes be in this community, when I think about some of the challenges to the LGBTQ plus community, what's your insight in some of the issues that you see or that you might have had some experience with?
This is Martin. You know, we are a relatively young group. This is, I think, now our 12th year. And it's, some people wonder, well, why would you need a LGBT chorus in 2018? We have marriage equality. Everything's fixed, right? Like we're post-gay, aren't we? And the reality is that we're not. And so I think to be a public force in this community to show that everyone is welcome here, and yet we also still have some work to do for full equity and equality for all people who live in the Pikes Peak region. We do include a lot of social justice messaging in our concerts. It's not just about singing. There's some talking that happens too. And so we thread that in with the music to spread that message and say, well, here we are standing up. And it's still in a time when we've seen a rise in hate crimes across our country for the last couple of years, it's still an act of faith to get up there in a public venue and say, I am part of a minority and I am here and I'm not going anywhere. And so, but I feel safe doing that with my brothers.
By being part of this chorus of Out Loud, that's been a coming out for some men, then, I imagine, that was their declaration of who they were. Am I correct about that?
This is Ben Mitten, and we do very much have a mixed group of people. Like myself, I'm very open about who I am, whether it's at work, whether it's out in public with my family. That's me. I'm just very open about who I am. As far as others go, you know, their experiences, we do have, you know, varying levels of people who may remain out in public, totally closeted one way or another. So this is just a perfect place for them to be, is to be able to come somewhere and be among that group of people who they know are just going to totally accept them for themselves. And yeah, it is a risk for a few of them, because there may be people at work who don't know, who may see them with the gay men's chorus or with the LGBTQ chorus and, you know, not realize who that person truly is. However, it does become the opportunity for them to open up that door, to have a conversation and to be able to come out to that person and allow that person the opportunity to understand where they're coming from, because it's more than just about acceptance. It's also about understanding where the person is coming from. And it's also a safe space for that person who is coming out to the other to have that opportunity, because somebody who is walking in to see us obviously is a little bit more open-minded and accepting of the LGBTQ community. However, one or the other may not have realized that, you know, this person is going to be accepting of me. And so being able to see that person face to face and have that opening and that path to go down and that way to go down, I think would definitely goes a long way for a lot of people within the chorus.
What is the significance of this being an all-men's chorus?
This is Martin. I think part of it's just recognizing the rich tradition of men's choruses when it comes to choral works and being able to perform within that tradition. We have had a long-time affiliation with the Rocky Mountains Arts Association, which includes the Denver Gay Men's Chorus and the Denver Women's Chorus, and they are still our brothers and sisters in song. One of my favorite traditions at our concert is that we have a song called Why We Sing, that we sing at every single concert. And anyone in the audience who is part of either the Out Loud alumni group, because there are folks who have sung with us who have moved on, as well as people who come down from Denver to support us, they're all welcome to come up on stage. And that's when we actually have a few times when we have that mixed experience. And I enjoy that as well. But having a place where we have people who understand our lives and also like to sing together, we already have two things in common. We like to sing, and we're part of the LGBTQ community. And so having those connections just makes it a richer and deeper experience.
That was Vicky Greger speaking with Benjamin Mitten and Martin Garner, members of the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus. Here's the Out Loud Men's Chorus performing another song, one that's a staple of all their performances at First Congregational Church in Colorado Springs.
We are the Out Loud Colorado Springs Men's Chorus, and we will be singing Why We Sing by Greg Gilpin.
It's a never-ending gift that circles back.
Out Loud will be presenting a holiday concert on Friday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, December 8th at 2 and 7:30 p.m., both at First Congregational Church, 20 East St. Vrain Street in Colorado Springs. That's it for this episode of AirCheck from 91.5 KRCC. Be sure and get the 91.5 KRCC mobile app so you can listen to AirCheck anytime, anywhere, or tune in wherever you get your podcasts. From 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jake Brownell.